Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov and Yisrael Pilchas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein Amas Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning everybody. Okay, we're Parakat Chav Dalet. Okay, the beginning of Parakat Chav Dalet is part of an interesting discussion, you know, in these issues of end of life and things like that. Part of the discussion is whether a person really has a say about his own body. In other words, just because it's you doesn't mean that you're the one who has a say. In other words, are you considered bialim? You're considered bialim on your property. That doesn't mean you're considered bialim on your own body. You're right? And if we don't just say, oh, you know, obviously we know there's a nisr of chavola batzmo, there's an issue of, you know, suicide, obviously. So it's not that you're bialim on your own body. You're bialim on your property, but not necessarily bialim on your own body. And therefore, that could have, you know, ramifications for decision-making, you know, things regarding one's body and end of life or other situations as well. So if you take a look in the Sefer Chinuch, on page 2, it's on mitzvah memches. Mitzvah memches. The mitzvah shelo yake haben ha'av ha'aim. That one is not allowed to be make their parents. Afilu heim yaku oso hakaraba. Chalzman shelo yusu nafsham lamiso. But obviously, if the parents trying to chas v'sholem such an abnormal situation with trying to kill the kid, then obviously he could defend himself. But if the parent hits the kid, the kid can't hit back. There's an issur of hakah. And that's what this mitzvah is talking about, of the issur of shalol hakos aveim. Where it comes out more realistically in life is the face. Your son is a dentist. And your son is a dentist, and he wants to give you dental treatment. So that's a very... So that could be a very problematic thing. Because when he's doing medical treatment, and there's blood going on, like Rav Shecht always points out, haka is either blood coming out or a black and blue mark. So even though it's a tzorach refuah, but sometimes he can make a mistake and take more blood than it really was necessity for, you know, saving the tooth or filling whatever he needed to do. And then it's a shigigas, skila, whatever, you know, whatever Mises Bezdin is, but so it's a much more chumerdika thing. Was you can say, well, how can I go to any dentist? He might make a mistake and take more blood. But there, it's only a laugh for the, you know, for a person to take blood from somebody else. But if it's a son, that's a Mises Bezdin. So if you're Rishoyge, you got a Mises Bezdin, then that's much more chomer. So says the Michas Chinuch on page 4, Chiddush, a big Chiddush. He says, Ner l'aniyaz daiti, d'zeh shechiva tor b'maka ovi v'imo ov chaveiro. Whereas again, if you make ovi v'imo, again, like Rav Shechter pointed out, means that blood comes out, or it's black and blue, as Rav Shechter points out. So for your chaveiro, it's a lav, lo sosif. For your parent, it's an iser mises bezdin. So he says this thing that Yechayev, either Malkus or Yechayev Misa, is only dafka below Rishus. Wow. So he says that if you give rishus, then you don't violate the avera. Not to say that it's the best thing to do, but. And if you look, what? But that's what he's saying. The zeh shechiva Torah, b'maka ove v'imo, or chaveiro, heinu dafka below rishus. That's only without rishus, but if it's Knows if he already was makalo him, then you can't be mochal after the fact. But if you give a shus mitchila lehakos lakalo, ain't kan avera klal. V'chein kan gabi maka. Wow. So he says that there's no avera if he's mochel. Wow. So that's a very big chiddush that the Michas Chinuch is saying, that you can be mochel, because not everyone is going to agree to this, but. And look at the. In this, Michas Chinuch has fantastic footnotes called the Shulei HaMincha. Fantastic footnotes here on page 4. He says, on the right side, where you see where it says the Eino Over Avel Avinu Chayev, that paragraph, go to the next paragraph. V'esha Tomu Al Das Rabbeinu, the Osir Af Lachbol Ba'atzmo, V'ech Yochel Likte Rishus Lachaveiru Lachbol Bo. He says, L'chora, there's an issue to be M'chovel Ba'atzmo. So how can you give Rishus to someone else to be Chovel on you? And look at footnote 14. Kachasov l'halacha b'shulchan aruch agraz, that's the Alter Rebbe. Shalom mahani nesinus v'shul chavir l'hatir yisru chavolo, ki einu bailim malgufo. This is the Alter Rebbe says that you can't give reshus to your chavir to be chovel on you, because you're not bailim. You're not bailim on your guf. So you can't give rishus. So the Michas Chinuch is saying that he's saying a big chiddush here, that you can give rishus. So
So others that are asking, but who said? I mean, you can't even be chovel on yourself. So what's this idea of giving reshus? He quotes that question on he has it here in footnote 13 in the who asked this question. Milcha Soilus and Yeruchim official parallel. Imre David, River Safrai, Migros Moshe. So all these are asking this question. So what's Pshat in the Michas Chinuch? You could give Rishus. Maybe it just means you won't violate this special law of, you know, the Yisr Misa. But maybe there's still the regular law of being chovel, the chaverim. Maybe it's not pshat that it's therefore midarais its mutter. Maybe the Michas Chinuch is just saying the special law of not being chovel with your parent. Maybe that's nitan for mechila. But maybe not the regular law of being chovel. But I don't know. Is that true? Is that what he's saying? I mean,
the Turi Evan seems to disagree.
Yeah, we're going to see the Turi Evan. The Turi Evan is disagreeing. But we have this. First, I want to just understand what the Michas Chinuch is saying. In other words, because it's a very strong kasha. If you assume that the kasha that he has in the footnote, he says, "Osir aflach bo ba'atzmo." Lachora, there's an iser to be chovel ba'atzmo. That's the Gemara in Bava Kama, Tzadi Amid Beis. So if it's an iser to be chovel ba'atzmo, so I mean, and pashup shad is like the Alter Rebbe says, because you're not a bailim, you don't own your body. Yeah, is he?
I think it's a good view from the Lashon of the
Mitzvah Pinuch
is
Eino Ober
Balav
Hazeh. Right. Yeah, say, yeah. What?
You might not be saying completely much, but saying on this love.
So in other words, the love of Make Avi V'Imo Mosumas. Where the Yimun B'Chayiv Misa. On the law of Makeh Avi V'Imo. But maybe there's still a law of being Chovel Stam. Yeah, that's what I think is the maybe a good teretz. What you said, Izzy, that lav zeh. In other words, on the iser of make avi v'imo is chayiv misa. So if the parents are moichel, then so it'd be a big chiddush that the meaning. According to this Michas Chinuch, if the parents are moichel, then you could use your son as a dentist, because the whole point is that. That the son can't be a parent's dentist or a doctor, or he can't be a parent's surgeon, right? Because since it's a chi of misa, and he might do a little bit more by mistake, and then it'll be a chayve, so that could be a more chomerdika thing. But according to the Michas Chinuch, that extra chi of misa or malchus, specifically for a parent, is nitan for mechila. So I think that would be and therefore it wouldn't be a problem with all these other sources that, like the Alter Rebbe, is saying that if your friend says do a chavala in me, you can't do it because the isa chavala. The basic iser is not nitan l'mechila. It's the added iser that you get for doing it to a parent That is Nitan the Mechila. That's what Izzy was saying. I think maybe that could be a plausible pshat in the Minchas Chinuch. Yeah.
But the Minchas Chinuch is saying even Chaviro could be more Chal. Neil, let's see,
where does he say? He says, right. Where, which line? Oh, you're right. Obechaveiro, yeah. Izzy, what is it? I think Ezra got us. Right? Yeah, I would have liked to say this whole thing. I was big with this Izzy's pshat. But then Ezra pointed out that the Michas Chinuch says Obechaveiro. So that means the regular din of Chavola B'Chaveiro is also Nitan for Mechila.
Maybe when there's a Tikkun Lav.
Wait, what?
Later he said, Ain't trying to be a cloud.
Yeah, where's that line? Where's that line?
On the left side. In the middle.
Ain't kind of a cloud. Yeah. Yeah, so he's mashma that. What are you saying, Rabbi Alter?
That's talking about klala. There's no other reason.
V'chein kan gamimaka. You see, but then the next words he says v'chein kan gamimaka. So it's mashma that. And then he says maybe Klala is a little bit worse, but it's Mashma that he's holding Ein Kan Aveira Klal. That's a huge Chiddush. That's a huge Chiddush, because then he's assuming that you are Bailim on your body. So you can't commit suicide, that's a special Isser. Shofech Dama Adam, you know, Tzem Lokim. But maybe a Stam Chavala, my body belongs to me. So maybe when it comes to life or death, I don't have that. It's not my rishus that I could end my life. That's chas v'shalom. That's considered.
Okay, so that
boxing
should be
committed.
What? Based on this, something like boxing should be committed.
I can't hear you.
Something like boxing should be committed.
Boxing, boxing. Yeah, boxing could be, yeah, according to Michas Chinuch, boxing. Yeah, boxing could be permitted according to Michas Chinuch. It was the Moichel. Right, anyone who's going to do boxing is being moichel.
I know Rav Moshe has a shiur about playing ball.
Playing?
I know Rav Moshe has a shiur about playing ball.
Playing ball?
Yeah, whether it's permitted.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, so okay, so that's what he seems to say. That you can be mochel. Right? Yeah, so I liked what Izzy said, but I think Ez is right. So now let's go to the Turi Evan. The Turi Evan is the Shagas Aryeh, and it's a classic sefer that he wrote on several Masechtas. So let's take a look at what he says.
The Turiyev. So he says, so he talks about the Rebbe being mochel on his kavod, etc. So let's look here, page 9 in the Turi Evan. V'ner l'havi odray l'dvar b'd'omar reish perk ha'nechnokim. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, page Hedalar Medbeis. Rav lo shavik lebrei lemishkolei silua. Right? In other words, he wouldn't let his, Rav wouldn't let his son, like, take out a splinter because of the bleeding. Why didn't they let their sons do it? Take out, you know, splinters and things like that. And they'll make a mistake and do more, so he'll be moichel him from the beginning, from the get-go. And therefore, any type of hakar is going to not be able to be mochel. So he's saying what? So he's saying, is he what? Maybe what you were saying before, that let's see. Avo gavdacha yochel limchol al chaso. But he says that someone else can be mochel, but not a parent. Yochi Acher Nami, Heine Bestam, Hechadol Mochel Behedya. So again, the Michas Chinuch says everyone can be Mochel. Everyone can be Mochel. And the Turi Evan is saying that what? That no, a parent can't be Mochel, but a friend could be Mochel. A friend could be mochel. So that's a tremendous chiddush also, because the pashtus you would think that no one could be mochel if you hold that you're not bialim. That no one should be able to be mochel. So the Michas Chinuch says, no, everyone can be mochel. And the Turi Evan saying, no, the parent can't be mochel, but the Acher could be mochel. Because the love by Acher is it's a much less. It's no chiv misa by a regular person of Kavala. Okay, so this is an Encyclopedia of Refuah discusses this. This is, you know, an interesting topic. Lagabe, remember these things. Okay, now there is a next sefer here that we quote here is the sefer Netzer Matai. Netzer Matai is Rav Nosson Tzvi Friedman from Shikun Hay in Bnei Brak. He wrote he was a chashuva rav in Bnei Brak. He wrote a famous tshuva that Rav Harari and myself, many years ago, we had a whole discussion with Rav Avadi Yosef. Rav Avadi Yosef spent a week in YU,
So one Friday morning, in the Tafshin Nun Aleph, I was eating breakfast in the Lake Como pizza place, and Rav Harari said, "Oh, let's come." Rav Avad Yosef is eating breakfast across the street. We'll go speak and learning. And I said, and then he convinced me, and we went. And we had a whole long conversation and learning. I wrote up some of it. So one of the things we talked about is the Netzer Matai's tshuva. The tshuva we talked about is the Netzer Matai has a psak, which is similar to Rav Moshe Feinstein's psak. Rav Moshe didn't want to put it in writing, because Rav Moshe permits on Yontif to shut off the gas. In other words, if you have a gas stove, Rav Moshe permitted to shut it off on Yontif. He says that's not called kiboy. That's just stopping the flow of gas to go into the pile light. So you're just stopping the flow. You're not doing kiboy. That was Rav Moshe's psak. I'm a proponent of that psak. I mean, it's part of my shita in general. The less fire, the better. You know, so I tell my mother she should be well, my wife should be well, that on Yontif they could shut off the fire after they finish using it. In the old days, you could even turn it on because they didn't have an electric starter. Today, they have electric starters, but my wife has a way of circumventing the electric starter. And then, if you're not making a new fire, you have a previous fire, then you could turn it on and off. Rav Avadi Yosef didn't hold from this psak of Rav Moshe and the Netzer Matai. And that was our conversation several years ago. But now this tshuva is a different tshuva. It's about euthanasia that we were talking about yesterday. And about goseis. So he has... So he has a discussion. Of what's the story of a goseis and things that we talked about. So we'll see in a second, but first let's start off he tells a fascinating story from Rav Shlomo Kluger. About let me find it for you. Here, take a look here on page 14. So this is a tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. This is a tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. And he writes here from the Chasam Sofer, Dechirna, last word of the line on page 14, first column, fourth line, last word of the line is Dechirna. Dechirna means I recall, Karhavina Talia, when I was a kid. What happened? Shamadi Shapamachas Nidna Ayaris Brody Begalitzia, Pekuda Shalolik Borshum Mace, Toch Memchas Shows Lipti Russo. There was an edict come out that anyone who dies, you can't bury him within 48 hours from his death. You have to wait 48 hours. Why? Because they were afraid that maybe he's still alive and he just fainted. And he's not, so you have to... So they were, and obviously that's against the Torah. Because the Torah says you can't be malin the mace. We're very, most places in America they're malin l'chvod hames, but really Eretz Yisrael, they're not malim. They do right away. Baruch Hashem, that was a schus for my father, Harenim Kaporos Mishkovo, that we were able to do it right away. He passed away like 10 o'clock in the morning, and by 3 o'clock that afternoon, he was already buried, because it was during the height of COVID, and we weren't waiting for anybody. We weren't doing it, just right away to the cemetery. It was Chodesh Nisan, there was no Hespedim, right away, and it got done. So, but there is a din that it's lechvodo, your maker. In the Gemara says in the end of Bava Kama and Meruba that one of the things in Yerushalayim, there are certain things in Yerushalayim. One of the things in Yerushalayim is that not malin a mace in Yerushalayim. So the Rishon says, well, what's the chiddush of Yerushalayim? Any place you're not malin a mace. The Rishon's answer that no, the chiddush of Yerushalayim is what? That even lechvodo, you're not malin the mace. Even lechvodo, you're not malin the mace. That's what the minigun Yerushalayim, that they bury right away. So here there was an edict made that you had to wait 48 hours. So v'haysa b'vucha gedola b'kila shezeh neged hadin ha'tora she'osra halonas ha'meis v'sholcho es ha'gon reb Shlomo Kluga she'ishtadal lefnei sar ha'ir lebitul ha'gzeira. So they sent Reb Shlomo Kluger that he should try to effect that they should mevatel the gzeira. Shabbat Hagon Asar Amar Lo Asar Gamani Kmoche Maritzes Atanach B'Torah Sefer Kodesh. He says, "Herali Beizem Malkum Kosu B'Tanach Chiyuv Kvur B'Yom Peti Rosso." Right, so he could have just said the pasuk in Chumash, like Lo Solin Nivloso. I guess that would have been too simple. So Rav Shlomo Kluger took out a Tehillim. Now I guess the non-Jews, they like Psalms. You show them from the Psalms, they'll get very... So he said, I'll show you from the Psalms. What does it say? Teitze rucho, yoshuv la'admoso bayom ha'hu. That's not really what it says. It says, bayom ha'hu avdu eshtanosov. It was a cute halotza. He says, teitze rucho, yoshuv la'admoso, the day that he's teitze rucho, when he's Teitzei Rucho, he's Yashuv Lo Moso by Yomahu, which is not the Pashup Shot, means the day that he dies, now his reliability has gone. But Rav Shlomo Kluger did a halotza on that pasuk. Teitzei Rucho Yashuv Lo Moso by Yomahu. Hadover, and he liked that. And it was Nisbatla Hagzera. While he moved the Mesechus Machos, Kosev Chosev, Mikra Baal, Mikra Mikoki, etc. Okay, it's something to look at. Okay, so he has a whole discussion about different end of life issues that we already talked about. That you could look at in this tshuva. But there's something interesting I wanted to show you, Moshe Sternbach. On page 19, he talks about cholim hasuche marpe. If people who are not bederach hateva going to get better, do we still have to give them oxygen and food, etc.? So he quotes Yachronim say, even Goseis. So I mean that's the Bir Alacha. That's the like the Shavuos Yaakov, The Bir Alacha says somebody, the rocks fell on him and he's lost conscious. He's not gonna. and he's not going to keep mitzvahs anymore, still you have a din of chayishah for him. Well, because he... But he says here... He says that maybe that he's not going to get better in a natural way, only in a not natural way. He says, so this is a very he says a person is dying. I mean, he's not necessarily a goysis. He's maybe in the chayishah category, and the only way we could keep his life going is through artificial means. So he wants to say, "Efshad the hechad the borish ain sikui b'derech hatevish yagiy b'zepam lahakara ain chiyuv." So this is a very big chiddush Rav Sternbach is saying. Then there was this idea of there was the concept where the person has hakara, you know, he knows what's going on, and it's only chayishah. Is there a chiv to give chayishah to someone who's not hakara? So he quotes from Rav Yecheskel Levenstein, "Shebiki shegiel lematzav shebeli hakara." He's totally out of it. Alzheimer's, whatever it is. Shakol chasaguf kvar yuchlu bizikne shaloyasu pulos kitzoda shachbar marichas pilos halev adashima ofem lachotik shein shem shuki sika klashem zegia lechayim bedas. In other words, he didn't want that, since he's not going to have any chayim with das, he didn't want they should do any pu'ulos for him. And that's why he quotes the Bir Halacha here. Chozal, Bir Halacha here, Gal Mehalim Chal Shabbos Al Shota, Yishlom Chozal Chay Shom, Kishahu the Hakara. So he puts things, trefagosis, it's... So this is a tremendous chiddush that he's saying that hakara makes a difference. He's saying when the doctors say that he's not gonna get back to hakara, knowing what's going on, then you don't have to give him artificial things. Well, but if there's some possibility, then obviously you have to treat him. So I think the Encyclopedia of Refuah quotes of Sternbach, because you see, like Rabbi Bleich from yesterday, I don't think he would subscribe to this, because he would say, is he a goysis or not a goysis? Right? So sometimes you can have somebody just standing as a vegetable and he's on a respirator. You know? And it was the case in Eretz Yisrael when the husband was, right, a vegetable. Right? We did this when we were learning Gittin a couple of years ago. And the wife, is an aguna now, where she can't remarry. That was the big question: could we mezakeh get for the husband? The husband is the vegetable, but he's still living. and he's on and he's, he doesn't have any Hakara, and he's not going to come to Hakara necessarily, but he's not necessarily a Gosis either, right? So he's eventually, he has no, so this factor that Hakara plays a role is, so that's probably part of the discussion of what we had from Rav Zalman Nechemya, that if it's a question of Chai Shah, so maybe it's a question of a din of Hatzola, not a din of Ritzicha, and the person's life is not, he'd rather not be alive, so maybe there's no Chiyuv Hatzola. Because why would he, you know, he has no Hakara, he's totally... But then, you know, sometimes he could, you know, have a possibility of having Hakara. But he's saying technically, if a person is not going to come to, he's totally, his mind is totally not there. He's not dead. He's not brain dead. He's not, his heart is pumping. His brain is not brain dead, but he doesn't have, he's so far in dementia or whatever it is. So there's no Hakara. Well, I don't know, he's saying even worse than dementia, maybe. That maybe there's no chiyuv to put him on life support. That's what Rav Sternberg is saying. And these quotes from Yevichelsky Levenstein, the Mashkiach, that he said that if he comes to this stage, that he has no recognition, nothing, that they shouldn't. So I don't. So that's, so that is maybe an approach here, but not necessarily agreed by all. That makes a difference, because like we saw Rabbi Black, Rabbi Black's shita, as we said many times yesterday, is based on the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, is he a goisis or is he not a goisis? If he's not a goisis, so then he then even the Beis Yaakov, only the Beis Yaakov said you don't have to treat it if he's a goisis, then let him die. But here we're talking about probably before Gesisa, and Afal Pi Kein, he's saying this idea of not having to treat somebody. And then the last thing I wanted to show you is in the Sefer Divrei Shaul of Yosef Shaul Natanzin, where on page 25 he makes a distinction between about the chopping of the wood again. The Mutar L'Hasid Dover Hamakiv Yitzias Hanefesh, last two lines on page 25 at the bottom. After Vorkan, the Mutar L'Hasid Dover Hamakiv Yitzias Hanefesh of Alom Shia Isra Imlo. Also, okay. In other words, he's saying you could keep chopping wood if you want, not like the whatchamacallit, the Beis Yaakov. The Beis Yaakov would say, if you're chopping wood anyway, you can chop wood, but if you're chopping wood not to keep him alive, the Beis Yaakov would say that's not right. So he says, no, if you want to keep chop wood, you can keep him alive. But he's saying that he says he doesn't even think it's a din of Gesisa. He says at the end of Gesisa, so then you could stop it. But even earlier on in the Gesisa, maybe, in other words, he's making a chiluk between the beginning part within the Gesisa. Also, lakev nitzias nefesh, right? After before came the mutter lahatzid over hamakiv tzias nefesh. V'gam sham mayri b'gemar. Maybe that's only b'gemar close nefesh. Okay. So that's the this packet. Okay. So Be'ezer Hashem, we'll take a 2-minute break now, and then we'll start chumash. And Be'ezer Hashem, next week we'll start with packet chaf hey. Be'ezer Hashem.